The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Boss ain't here this week.
Boss ain't here.
So we can have intrusive thoughts, you know, the whole time.
He hates when you call him boss. You gotta call him daddy. I mean,
I figured Nicotone, but yeah. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk Jimmy Kimmel, the Charlie Kirk fallout. We'll do predictions for AEW All Out and WWE's WrestlePalooza from Indianapolis. What a terrible name for a pay-per-view. Trump, Israel, Ukraine, all the normal stuff. Top 10 list this week, actors or actresses that you will not watch. Maybe you watched them in the past, you just won't watch them anymore. Boy, there's a lot. there's a lot.
All of Hollywood.
Yes, pretty much. So, all right, let's start as usual with TV news. Vince, one of your heroes growing up was a man named Mr. Ed McMahon.
Oh, he was one of my heroes?
Yes.
Okay.
At least from what I read of your unauthorized biography.
Oh, okay.
And remember, he used to do a thing for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yes.
Well, all the people that won, you know, your money for life and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no more a thing. Publishers Clearinghouse is bankrupt. They have went into bankruptcy, meaning that the quote forever winners will no longer get paid. ARB Interactive, a mobile game company that bought Publishers Clearing Rights remaining assets, said that under the terms of the sales agreement, it will not honor the payouts for those who won their life-changing prizes before July 15th of this year. People are losing their homes. It's bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because I saw a thing, somebody said, like every May, he was supposed to get his $260,000 a year check, and it didn't show up, and he had no communication from the company, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to lose my house and all this. Yeah. Some people are not getting like their $5,000 a week check, and yeah. So all the people that won with the big check at your front door, you're screwed. That's terrible, though.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of.
I mean, because why would you bank on that? Well, right. I mean, I guess that's not.
Well, when you're told, hey, you got this for life, you know.
I ain't doing shit.
Right.
But you didn't invest?
That's, yeah.
You didn't have that money making money?
You did, yeah, right. That was my thought, too.
So. Jesus, man. How much money? I mean, if you won back in the 80s and you put all that money into, I don't know, Microsoft or
yeah,
you know, Apple.
You could have used that money to make money, right?
Right. So, $267,000 a year?
Yeah. As well,
I'm going to lose my house?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of house did... What?
Exactly. Yeah.
You're still paying?
Right.
A mortgage?
But yeah.
I don't want that. What?
I know. All right. Next thing here. South Park put out a tweet this week that this week's show wasn't finished in time and would not debut. People online were like, tell us what it was. Because... just put it out because we know it had to do with Charlie and the shooting. And what are you hiding? So they're like, oh, no. Show's not ready. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know what you were going to do.
Yeah. I can't. I talk about a show I can't watch anymore or won't watch anymore.
Yeah.
You had 4 years to make fun of Biden. And you could have, too. He was an idiot.
Yeah.
And nothing.
You literally could have made the "who pooped my pants" joke every week.
Yeah. That you didn't.
Nope.
You prided yourself in getting both sides, and you didn't. So no, yeah. Fuck off.
Vince, a Disney Plus special is coming. This is from Seth Rogen, who may show up later on my list. The Muppet Show is coming back with Sabrina Carpenter as the, musical guest for this special. So, I only know her as the girl from Fortnite. So, there you go.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute that you know her from Fortnite and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because that's it. Yeah.
Seth Rogen, huh?
Yeah.
He's going to Jew it up, huh?
Yep.
Great.
The next thing here, Pamela Anderson and her sons, Brandon Lee and Dylan Lee, are making a production company. And their first thing, they're going to do a TV series, teaming up with Dark Horse Entertainment. They're going to do a TV series based on one of their mom's old movies. A little thing called Barbed Wire. No word on studio or streaming or anything like that.
So. Why?
I don't know. Oh, hey, the good people at Netflix and their casting. Genius. They're going to do a historical series about Swedish King Gustav III from the mid-1800s. Gustav will be played by Lebanese actor Jihad Abdullah.
Oh, yeah?
Playing Swedish King Gustav.
I wish I could cancel Netflix.
Right.
But my fucking family's too stupid not to want to watch fucking Gilmore Girls or something stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, they... Black guy with the literal name Jihad is going to play fucking Swedish King Gustav. That's Netflix for you.
Can we stop fucking paying for Netflix?
I'm telling you, I want Ryan Gosling as Martin Luther King.
Can we stop paying for Netflix?
Yeah.
Can the white people in this country that are angry at fucking people killing conservatives stop paying for fucking streaming services next?
Yeah.
Can we get that going?
Vote with your money.
So. Well, nobody wants to. They're comfortable in their rut. They want to bitch and moan, but they don't want to
do the things.
Yeah. Everybody want to be gangsta until it's time to do gangsta shit.
Yep. Marvel has greenlit, at the surprise of nobody, a third season of Daredevil Born Again. We'll begin shooting early next year. So there you go. And now we get to Jimmy Kimmel. Who I think's driving Ubers or something now, doing DoorDash or something. Disney has suspended indefinitely Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Kimmel Live over the hosts, what this article says, controversial comments, but really they were lies, about the killer of Charlie Kirk. The FCC chair suggested ABC's broadcast license was at risk due to Kimmel's lies. Then you had Nexstar Media Group and Sinclair Media Group, which owns a bunch of ABC affiliates, said they will not air Kimmel's show. This was before ABC announced the suspension. So basically, the affiliates were like, no, we're not airing his stuff. He lied. And ABC finally came out and said, well, shit, we might lose the affiliates. Yeah, suspended indefinitely.
Bring back the Smith-Mundt Act.
Yeah, right. Basically, and everybody online is griping about, well, freedom of speech. Yes, he's not going to go to jail for what he said. But that doesn't mean his bosses can't fire him for what he said. Now, he's on broadcast TV. There's a huge difference in the rules between your broadcast stations, your ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, and your cable channels and podcasts. It's that completely separate. For your broadcast, there's a thing called the public interest, which is what the government can regulate. You cannot go out and blatantly lie, which is what Kimmel did, and not have either your license threatened or pulled. Now, if they'd have pulled ABC's license, they'd have been fucked. Just done. So... yeah, that's why Jimmy Kimmel I don't know if he'll be back. I highly doubt it because I just to me, his ratings have been like Colbert low. And I think ABC saw this as a way of getting out of his contract without having to pay a lot of money. So I don't think he'll be back. He'll probably go to cable.
Fuck him.
And he can do whatever he wants on cable. He can lie and say whatever he wants, but not when you're on broadcast TV. Big difference.
The fucking government canceled people. They killed their bank accounts. They killed their fucking credit cards. I mean, don't talk about rights.
Yeah.
Being trampled. Fuck you guys. He's a Nazi. That's what Hitler did. He did blah, blah, blah. Shut up. I'll tell you, all the list of people that got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Gina Roseanne Barr, Tucker Carlson, Shane Gillis, Gina Carano, J.K. Rowling, Piers Morgan, Dave Chappelle, Megyn Kelly, Hulk Hogan, Chris Hardwick.
Remember, they fired Roseanne for a joke tweet.
Yeah.
On the number one rated show.
Right.
That was still ABC, by the way.
Right.
That wasn't something said on air.
Right.
So, yeah. Then you had everybody, you know, complaining, free speech, all this. Then you had former ESPN and MSNBC anchor Keith Olbermann, who is
long past his time.
He makes AOC look like a Republican.
And long way past his time.
Yes. Told Sinclair Broadcasting Group to burn in hell alongside Charlie Kirk when they announced that they were no longer going to carry his show. So yeah, the party of love and acceptance, telling people to burn in hell, and a guy that was murdered burn in hell. Yeah. So.
Yeah, they want you dead, guys. Start loading mags.
Yep.
I think that's the. That's the lesson we've.
That should be the takeaway. Yes. Yeah. It really should.
I don't know.
All right. Let's get into some movie news, and a legend has passed this week, Vince. Robert Redford. Passed away Tuesday morning at his home in Utah at the age of 89. Best known for, oh good lord, this says here was starting Sundance and other movies, but of course Butch Cassidy and Sundance. Right. I mean, yeah, Robert Redford did a lot of stuff, but he was a lefty, but he did make good movies, and you know, did start Sundance, which kind of helped along the independent movie thing at the time, but then it got so big and corporate that it lost its original mission statement.
Money, 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 money.
Exactly. No points for Robert Redford, surprising.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Vince, coming to theaters in 2027, a reboot, surprise to no one, of Miami Vice, another reboot. Joseph Kaczynski.
Oh.
This is the director of F1 and Top Gun Maverick, is doing this one.
I thought you were going to say something Steinbergman. Steve, right. But an E at the end of it usually indicates that too.
SKI. So oh. I think Polish.
Yeah, Polish Jew.
Yeah. August 6th. Is the supposed release date. It says the movie will explore the glamour and corruption of mid-80s Miami, inspired by the pilot episode and first season of the landmark TV series. So,
is Phil Collins going to be in it?
Phil's not doing too well medically, so...
Fuck.
Now, they did do a movie. Who was in? I know it was Jamie Foxx as Tubbs. And was it Colin Farrell as Crockett?
It was.
It was. Okay. And I remember that being a pretty decent movie, but...
I didn't watch it.
No word on casting or anything. We just know we're getting a movie, so... Vince, you know Kenan Thompson?
Yeah, Kenan and Kel?
Yes.
And shit.
Saturday Night Live Forever. Apparently he has a production company called AFA, and he has acquired... the rights and is going to remake an 80s slasher cult classic. We're getting a remake of Sleepaway Camp.
Oh God, why?
Please let Kel be the killer. Please let Kel be the killer.
But with a vagina.
Welcome to Sleepaway Camp. home of the sleepaway camp. Yeah. So yeah, you're getting that.
Of course.
Coming off of his really good match at the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view, Paul Walter Hauser has joined the new Resident Evil movie. So good for him. And let's see, next thing here, The Rock's production company, Seven Bucks Productions, is going to make a live-action movie based on an iconic 80s toy, Vince. Any guesses?
Oh, I don't know. Mask?
Oh, don't tease me. Teddy Ruxpin. Because nothing says he's going from Smashing Machine, where he's all juiced to the gills, to some weird chicken singing movie that he looks like he's got the AIDS, and now they're going to remake Teddy Ruxpin live action.
Why?
Money, 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 money.
Nobody remembers that shit. Kids don't remember Teddy Ruxpin.
I know, and so it's not aimed at them, obviously.
I'm not going to go see a Teddy Ruxpin movie.
Right. Unless it turns into Five Nights at Freddy's, then maybe.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you know.
Hi, kids. I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
Stick the cassette in me. Wait, what? Again, intrusive thoughts. So.
Yeah.
Next thing I have here is Tatiana Maslany. This is the actress who plays She-Hulk. She's currently filming Avengers right now. Put out a post on Instagram while wearing her She-Hulk mocap suit, okay? Telling people to cancel Disney Plus because of the Jimmy Kimmel thing. You're literally in your Disney suit telling people to cancel Disney. If I was Disney and Marvel,
fired.
I would have fired her on the spot and said, well, we'll just write this off and cut all your scenes and you'll never work for the company again.
Why don't they?
They ain't got no balls.
Well, we want to be inclusive and let women fucking run their mouths and shit.
But yeah, cancel Disney, but hey, support my stuff, right? Because I'm still getting paid by them. I ain't turning in my check.
Dumbest shit.
Yeah. That's the hypocrisy. Last thing for movie news. We told you last week that Paramount was interested in buying Warner Brothers. And we told you that other companies were going to come out and it was going to probably get into a bidding war. The next company that is wanting to buy has come forward. And it is Netflix. That would not be good. Netflix owning all the Warner Brothers IPs and all the movies, yeah, and DC Comics. Now, if Netflix was to buy Warner Brothers, I don't know what that would do for AEW, because obviously Netflix has the WWE contract. So I don't know what that would do. So it's interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that. So, I would not be surprised if Amazon doesn't jump in as well. So, we'll see. That's it for movie news this week. There's really no comic book news this week, thankfully. So, we'll just get to your recommendations for books that came out. It's Jeff and Other Marvel Tales came out this week. It's a one-shot. Imperial War Exiles, number one, another one-shot. G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, issue 320. This is the Larry Hama book. And big book of the week, if you can go out and get it, it's probably going to be worth some money. They relaunched Batman number one. This is with Matt Fraction writing. So I know there's variant covers and all that. So if you're wanting to make a little investment, that could be one. So there you go. All right. Time for some wrestling news, Vince.
Oh, time for talk about wrestling, huh?
Yes. Imagine that. We're on a network of wrestling shows. Yeah. Multiple WWE and TNA sources have told Sports Illustrated that Joe Hendry is in the process of being largely phased out of TNA programming and integrated more into WWE. It looks like he will be full-time at the start of next year. So there you go. He's pretty much already. So Tony Khan, AEW boss, says he does have interest in running a huge show in the spring of 2027 since WrestleMania is going to be in Saudi Arabia. Says that AEW is going to plan a huge AEW Revolution pay-per-view at the time WrestleMania would be taking place. So, makes sense. You got the whole country, and everybody's going to be pissed off because they're over there taking blood money. So, smart business.
I guess.
Yep. Will Ospreay posted on Instagram, quote, "The road will be long, but it will be worth it to see you all again. Neck surgery was a success." So, good news for Will. Probably be out a year, be honest with you. Raja Jackson, son of Quentin Rampage Jackson, the UFC fighter, was arrested on Thursday for the basically the beating he did on that wrestler late last month. He was booked on a felony charge of battery with serious bodily injury. He's already bonded out of jail because California. So, but yeah, he's actually been charged. So
it only took a fucking month, but you know, right here we are.
Hey, if you collect wrestling figures, yes, Double T, looking at you. AEW and Jazzwares are ending their partnership soon. No word on who will pick up the AEW license after it expires. So, will it go Hasbro? Will I doubt it'll go Mattel because Mattel's got the WWE one. So, if you collect AEW figures, be on the lookout. So, don't know where it's going to end up. All right, Vince, we're going to do AEW All Out Toronto predictions.
No, we're not.
We're not?
Click that link.
I did.
I click it, and it says, if you are looking for an image, it was probably deleted.
Ah.
Mm.
Well, go to, we'll do WrestlePalooza picture predictions first, and while I try to get this picture to Vince. All right, Vince, what's our first WWE?
Our first WWE is Undisputed WWE match championship match, Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre.
This will probably be your main event.
A Cody Rhodes.
You think Cody's going to keep it?
Yeah. Here? Yeah. No, it's Indy. They're not going to fucking...
Indy has been big for, like, the Shield stuff, like Seth and Roman and all of them, but when it comes to Cody, I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say, just to be different, that I'm going to say Drew. Give it to Drew. He deserves it. He's put up with a lot of crap.
Okay.
So
that's all cute.
Right.
That's
what's our next
mixed tag team match? CM Punk and AJ Lee versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. I'm gonna go with Seth Rollins and Becky.
That would be hilarious. But I don't think they're going to have AJ lose her first match back, especially teaming with her husband. Even it, unless it leads to a Becky-AJ singles match down the line. I did just send you an email, by the way.
Okay.
So, all right. What's our next match?
It is John Cena versus Bork Laser. Why?
Good question. Cena's not losing this. Come on now. It's the retirement tour. He's not losing. So
against Bork Laser?
Yeah.
Bitch, you crazy.
I smell shenanigans.
No way.
R-Truth will help Cena win or something.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't care.
Yep. Next match.
Women's World Championship match. Io Sky versus Stephanie Vacher. fucker. Fucker.
I'd fucker. Yeah, you would.
Nah. I'm gonna go with yellow. I'm on the yellow team.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm gonna say Stephanie because I think that they're gonna do Asuka costs Io the belt. So,
but why?
To build up a one-on-one versus the two Asians, so you don't know who to pick.
Sure. Fuck, I don't know.
Is that all for WrestlePalooza in Indianapolis?
No. The Usos versus Bronson Reed and Braun Breaker. Yeah, the Usos are going to win because it's the fucking Usos.
Yeah, probably.
They're the favorite.
Yeah. First time teaming back up together for a while. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You already know.
Yep. All right. Is that it for
WrestlePalooza? That's it.
All right. Did you get an email from me?
I did, and I see the picture, but holy goddamn, bud. How am I supposed to go through this?
We will start at the bottom. Do you want me to do it?
No, I think I can do it.
Some of the names are jacked up. But
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to do the. Let's just do this. You ready?
Yep.
Hurt Syndicate versus Ricochet Goa.
And Gates of Agony. Yes.
I'm going to bet on black.
That doesn't help.
The black one. The big, the black, Hurt Syndicate.
Black. Okay.
Yeah.
He's picking Bob Air.
So. I'm going black.com on the left.
Ah,
Hurt Syndicate.
So you're going. Yeah, I think they'll win, but this should be a good match. Okay. Next match.
Okay, AEW World Tag Team Champion four-way ladder match.
Yep.
The Young Bucks versus Brodito.
Yep.
Versus Jet Speed.
Yep.
Versus Hachikaru and Josh Shiro. Alexander.
And Josh Alexander, yeah.
How about Jet Speed?
Ooh. I wouldn't be surprised since it is a ladder match and Kevin Knight, the black guy, is going to do something stupid off of the ladder, I can already tell you. But I don't think they're going to take the belts off of Brodito yet. So, but that should be fun. Hopefully nobody breaks anything. All right. Next match.
Mercedes Moné. This is the TBS championship, by the way.
Yes.
Mercedes Moné versus Riho. That's HK's girl.
Who, Riho?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's also Kenny Omega's girl, but that's a whole other story.
He thinks that shit's... He wants to see if it's sideways or not.
Yeah, down the banister. Yeah.
I'm going to bet on black.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to pick against her, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not going to lose this. Not yet. No. So... All right, next match.
I'm assuming this one's the TBS championship too. Big Bill versus Eddie.
No, this is just a grudge match.
Yeah, okay, Big Bill versus Eddie Kingston.
Yep. Eddie's first match back from injury.
Bro, I'm telling you, Big Bill's hair.
It is luxurious.
That is some...
It's not AJ level, but it is right under.
Well,
it
that is. Looks good, man. It I'm does. Going with Big Bill.
I'm going to go Eddie. First back, he's in great shape. First back from his... I think it was shoulder or knee. I can't remember which. I'm going to go Eddie.
Okay.
All right. Next match.
Okay. I'm going to go the one in the center. Okay. Yep. CNC versus FTR.
Yeah, this is Edge and Christian versus FTR.
I'm going to go with Edge and Christian because it looks like the Grinder boys are not my speed.
Yeah, I don't think Edge and Christian's going to lose. The first tag match, I think, together in quite a while, so...
Yeah.
Or at least big one. So, yeah. Plus, they're all like good friends. So, this match should be really good.
Sure.
So, all right. Next match.
Tables and tacks. MJF versus Briscoe. Briscoe.
I'm going to pick Briscoe. He needs this. This should be an easy choice. MJF just lost against Mystico last night. And what apparently is a really good match. I didn't get to see it. But, yeah, I think Briscoe wins this.
Yeah.
All right, next match.
Coffin match. Allen versus Moxley.
Damn it, Darby.
Moxley.
Yeah, Darby's going to do something just ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, I'm picking Moxley. Okay, next match.
The AEW Unified Championship three-way match. Okada, Takeshita, Dorado.
Well, I know who's taking the pin.
And Adam Page? Or those,
no, that's no, the, okay. That's the next one.
Okay. Yeah,
Dorado will take the pin.
Right.
But it's which one of the other two is going to win is the question.
I'm going to go with Okada because he's got the belt.
I think Okada will win this, setting up the one-on-one versus Takeshita.
Takeshita.
So, yeah, but Dorada's going to eat the pin. So, all right, next match.
AEW Women's World Championship four-way match. Thekla versus Chris Statlander versus Jamie Hayter versus Timeless Toni Storm. She's the hottest one. We're going with that one.
I'm going to pick Statlander because you don't have to pin the champ to win the belt. So technically Storm could lose without losing. So yeah, I'm going to pick Statlander. So.
You do you, bud.
All right. Last match.
Oh, Jesus. AEW World Championship. Hangman Adam Page versus Kyle Fletcher.
If anyone interferes, Fletcher loses and loses his TNT title.
I'm going to go with the less gay-looking one, Adam Page.
That's a toss-up there, but yeah.
The choker around that guy's neck is...
very flamboyant.
Gay. That's why I call it gay EW.
Well, there's a little bit for everybody. Hangman should win this.
It's bro stuff for everyone.
It's they fine. Are all the country dudes. So
hey, you the country dude?
So yeah, Hangman should win this.
Got right. It right.
There's our predictions for WrestlePalooza and All Out. So that wraps up wrestling news. Time for video game news, Vincent. Oh boy, what a week.
Oh boy. Toxic Crusaders. You remember that cartoon?
Yes, I do.
It's coming out this holiday, December 4th, 2025.
Is it still the side scrolling?
Yep, still side scrolling.
Good.
Yeah, no, it looks pretty good. It looks legit. I'm kind of happy about it.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. God, what do I get to first?
Proximity chat.
Yeah, that game. What is it? Delulu?
Yes, the Delulu
fuck that game mode. Fuck it in the ass. No, fuck that game. Fortnite makes the storm significantly more dangerous.
Yes.
I haven't been caught in a storm yet. I don't know how bad it is.
If I saw right, everything's double. Like it starts 2-10.
It's 14 to 22%.
Yeah,
worse.
So
if you're going in, you ain't coming out, which is awesome because people are usually in there camping and being assholes.
That's for sure.
Let's see. The Power Rangers shit's back. You've got the Megazord that comes in halfway through the game. You can get in it and kill people. It's fun. Rita Repulsa. Zordon.
She screams the make my monster grow. Yeah. So another intrusive thought, but yes. Yeah,
no, it's so good.
Zed is in the item shop
Zed
right
is
now,
in the item shop.
And it looks good. That skin looks really good.
What I popped for, the goddamn 1989 Batmobile.
$2,800 V-Bucks.
I know, but god damn, it's so cool.
There is 4 edit styles, I think I saw.
Yes. It's the goddamn Batmobile. It's so expensive, though.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to buy it, but
Batmobile.
It's cool as shit. Yeah. Now, there is a rumor that we will be getting the DeLorean.
Yes, that is coming, I heard.
From Back to the Future.
for Fort Nightmares. We're just going to have a lineup of 80s cars. The Turtle Van, the Batmobile, Kit, and the DeLorean. And then all we're missing is the Mystery Machine when that hits.
Yeah, the Mystery Machine and then Scooby.
I demand the General Lee.
Oh, my God.
I'll spend $2,800 V-Bucks for the General Lee.
Yeah.
as long as it plays Dixie.
Again, they don't make this game for kids.
No.
This demographic is for this game is for the people who played fucking Unreal Tournament back in the day.
And Twisted Metal. Yes.
Yeah, this is it.
Yep.
It's 40 and 50 year olds playing this fucking game.
Yep.
And
then we get murked by a 12-year-old who has nothing better to do, should be at school.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, bastard. really, the last thing I've got.
Oh, boy.
Destiny.
Wow.
You know this guy, right?
The streamer. Yeah.
The streamer.
Let me rephrase. Former streamer.
quote, my entire income is gone.
Yep. Learn to DoorDash.
Unreal at Elon Musk and other conservatives just got me banned from Twitch. My entire income is now gone. So much for the party of free speech.
He also has been demonetized off of YouTube.
This is they added a community note to this.
Yes,
Destiny was already banned from Twitch in March of 2022 and has not streamed on the platform since. He is, however, active on Kick and YouTube, as well as his own website. So this was the 16th. Things have changed.
Yo, yes, they have.
Fuck this guy.
This is he was calling for murder. Yeah,
of conservatives. On top of allegations and whatnot, and nothing has come of it yet, but he's also abused his ex-wife and spread revenge porn.
Yep.
He's knowingly accept nudes for minors. He's also okay with Israel killing Palestinians.
Yeah.
So, he's a real piece of shit wanting you dead. Again, start loading mags, people. They want us dead.
Do you have the other thing about him?
Oh, God, no, there's more?
Yes, he was planning a quote, Unfuck America tour following Turning Point around a college campus.
And they called him a cuck and a fag and all this other shit.
And a kid bunker,
somebody said fag, and everyone went just gasped. Like, they were so shocked that somebody said that word.
But
I'm like, that's
know,
it. That's what you're upset about.
You want to know the
fag
big,
on the fucking the, thing.
The big twist of this?
No.
Guess who's also part of this tour with Destiny?
No, I can only fucking imagine who.
The guy that asked Charlie Kirk the question when he got shot.
Hmm.
And the turntables are turning.
That's,
some questions there, yeah? Just so happens to be part of this teaming with the guy that says, go kill all conservatives.
Start loading mags.
Yeah. That's all I had, was just that. I saw that this morning. I'm like, I don't know if he has that.
But. No, I didn't have. I knew that he was doing the Charlie Kirk style Ask Me Anything, and he got fucking roasted.
Yeah, they're calling him a pedo and all types of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's a real piece of shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Having an opinion is one thing. Telling your viewers and shit to
go commit murder.
Murder is because something completely different. Of course, we tell our viewers that, you know,
Protect yourself. Big difference. Don't go looking for a fight, but if one comes to you, finish it.
Yeah, you protect yourself. This is not good.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I've known. I'm not trying to toot our own horn here, but a lot of people that I listen to, they don't say that.
Right.
They don't actively say, protect yourself. Keep your head on a swivel. Make sure you're doing what you need to do to protect your fucking family.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do those things.
We've been ahead of the curve for quite a while, sadly. Almost like we see news from other countries and then know that it's going to come here. Like Australia.
Like Australia.
Yeah. Huh. I'll put two T's at the end of Australia. Figure that one out. All right, let's get to some music news this week. Universal Music Group, Sony Music, and others have settled a copyright lawsuit against the Internet Archive over the Internet Archive digitizing and streaming old 78s records. Settlement is confidential. So there we go. It is settled. The lawsuit's settled, but we don't know the outcome of what's going to happen.
Old 78s.
Yeah. So there you go. Legendary death metal vocalist and co-founder of At the Gates, Tomas Lindberg, passed away at the age of 52 this week. He revealed that he had been battling adenoid cystic carcinoma, a rare type of cancer that hits the salivary glands. He had been fighting this for a year and a half, and apparently that got him. So, another passing here are Mark Volman, founding member of the 60s group The Turtles, died on September the 5th, but it was only reported this week at the age of 78. Passed away in Nashville after a brief unexpected illness. He had been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia in 2020, but had continued to perform on the annual Happy Together tours. Lewy body dementia is the same thing that Robin Williams had. So, yeah, sad news there for both of those. This week on Thursday, top U.S. regulator has sued Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, alleging the ticketing giant conspired with brokers to inflate concert ticket prices and deceived consumers with hidden fees. So, to a surprise of nobody, but at least they're getting sued. But what'll come of it? Probably nothing. And then we have this. Apparently, there's a singer named David D4VD.
Oh, I love this guy.
Well,
this guy killed a woman.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has a lot of stuff in Fortnite, like emotes and songs and stuff. And yeah, last week, police in LA found a decomposed body in the trunk of his car at the airport.
So her name's Celeste.
Yes.
He has a song.
Yes.
That's talking about Celeste.
A 15-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas, was identified through forensics. Medical examiner's office has not yet determined cause of death, but law enforcement sources told local NBC the remains in the trunk were not intact, meaning that the body was cut up. And had been in the car for an extended period of time. Spokesman for David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke, said he had been informed about what happened and was fully cooperating. When news of the remains being found broke, he was the Romantic Homicide singer, was on his Withered World tour. He was scheduled to perform Wednesday in Seattle, but that show was canceled.
Has a matching tattoo.
Really?
Yeah. In one of his songs, he talks about murdering somebody. I think it was in that song called Celeste.
People are calling for all of his stuff to be pulled from Fortnite.
Yeah.
Obviously. yeah, that's... Wow. Body not body cut up in a trunk, and then you go off on tour.
We gotta stop paying black people for their shit.
Yes,
and putting it in Fortnite.
Yep.
You had Lizzo with that Balenciaga song.
Yep.
It's still in there for some goddamn reason.
The whole Travis Scott killed people at Astroworld in Houston, but yeah, he's still in there.
Travis Scott's still in there. This fucking guy.
Yeah.
You see a pattern?
I do. Per capita.
Quit noticing.
Yeah. All right. Fine. It's the Jews. All right.
Oh,
am I wrong
there, buddy?
No. Look. You look to your left. I meant to your right.
Okay.
All right. That's it for music news. It's time for Song of the Week, and we'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 actors or actresses you won't watch anymore.
Showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. Oh, I love you. You showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall. And I me too. Oh, it's true. We're in love, me too. La 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 la. Exactly what you say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Now you love me too. Now you love me too. Now you love me too.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is radioactive metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. All right.
All right.
Time for our top 10 list this week. Actors or actresses that you won't watch anymore. Maybe you watched them in the past. Maybe you never watched them because I don't like this person. I ain't going to watch their stuff. So
that's, yeah.
Should I start with my honorable mentions or save them for after?
Let's save them for after.
I only have two, and they're, one of them might be on your list.
Well,
so.
Yeah, let's save them.
All right, you're number 10.
Pete Davidson.
Did not make my list.
He just...
Something about him.
I appreciate his background.
Yeah.
And it's sad about his dad. But,
I'm not going to lie. For the longest time, I thought that was Steve Buscemi's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact, I was like, no, that's Steve Buscemi's kid. No, it's not. Wait. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
My number 10, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Anymore, I won't watch any of his stuff now. Now, some of the old stuff I'll watch, like Inception, like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Growing Pains.
Growing Pains, yeah. That's where I stopped, is Growing Pains. Well, maybe What's Eating Gilbert Grape, maybe.
Yeah. All right, number 9.
Lady Gaga. I don't want to watch her in fucking anything.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. My number 9, George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's not the, whether it's politics or just you're not interesting to me. So,
right.
All right. Number 8,
Seth Rogen.
Higher on the list.
I can't watch that fucking Jew in anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. My number 8, it's human potato time, kids. Lena Dunham.
Oh, she didn't make the list.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that bitch.
Sister Fister. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number 7.
Sarah Silverman.
Oh, didn't make my list, but that's a really good pick. Yeah. Yeah.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. I was like, ah. Oh. I was like, ah.
Oh. Yeah. My number 7. Let's keep the female train rolling here. Charlize Theron.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Just, no. There's nothing there. Devil's Advocate? Yeah. Nowadays? Nope. Don't care.
So, I don't know. What was the Italian Job?
That was with Wahlberg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But nowadays, I'm not going to watch you. I don't. If you're in it, I'm not watching.
Right. So.
Number 6.
Woody Allen.
I didn't even think of him as an actor, but yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
At six, I have just one that I have no interest in seeing her on screen, and it's Nicole Kidman. At least anymore.
She's nice to look at.
Okay.
I got it. I like Nicole Kidman.
All right.
I won't watch her in anything, though.
Yeah.
I just can't bring myself to it. I just have no...
Is it the Scientology thing? It's just something about her to me. It just makes me, like, I don't care. So.
Yeah.
Number five.
Will Smith.
I don't have him on the list.
I can't watch him in anything anymore. That Wild Wild West, when they redid it, and he was like,
oh,
y'all white people, shit.
Yeah.
Y'all stupid fucking white people is shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
You can't. You know who watches Wild Wild West?
white people. Yeah. My number five, I won't watch him in anything anymore. It's Tom Hanks.
You know what I watched part of last night?
Big.
Dragnet.
Oh. Now, some of the old stuff before, like, you know.
Bachelor probably, party?
Yeah. Hookers and fire truck. We'll do it ourselves. like Forrest Gump, Castaway, but recent? No, I have no interest in him anymore. So, all right, number four.
Kevin Spacey, speaking of, having no interest for him anymore.
Yep. That's a good pick. I didn't have him.
Yeah. I mean, I love watching the fucking Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Not anymore. Not new stuff.
Nope.
Which also brings me my number four. Can't watch him in anything new. Ron Perlman.
Oh, I know. What the fuck?
Yeah. And that's probably political. Obviously, since he's come out and said, if you think a certain way, you should be killed. Yeah. Or not killed, but ostracized. Yeah. I'm not supporting anything you're in. So actually that pretty much is for the rest of mine. So all right, number three.
Katherine Heigl.
No. Oh, I forgot about her. Yeah.
I can't stand this fucking bitch. I don't want to see you in anything anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think she even does anything anymore.
I haven't
she's doing Hallmark movies at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Congrats.
My number three, and this one goes back to COVID when he said, if you don't get a shot, you should be put into a camp. Jason Biggs, American Pie Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not watching anything you're in.
Nope. Number two.
Amy Schumer.
There's one of my honorable mentions. Yep.
I can't. If she's in that fucking movie, I'm not fucking watching it.
Yeah.
I fucking refuse.
Yep. My number two, Jack Black. And that hurts because I'll watch him in Tropic Thunder, but after Tropic Thunder, anything he's in, I'm not going to watch.
I would say after Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Because I think his first movie, where his real breakout film was High Fidelity.
Yes.
Everyone fell in love with him in High Fidelity.
My favorite part of the Jackal movie is where he gets shot. So,
yeah. Well, now
it was then too. Oh. I ain't gonna lie. Go run. I need to test this out. I'm like, man, Bruce Willis is the shit. Yeah. So, all right, number one.
Oh, Sean Penn.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yes.
What an insufferable cocksucking motherfucker.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I can't. Fast Times.
Yep. And that's it. Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah. My number one's already been said. It's Seth Rogen. Yeah. So, yeah. I've never found him funny.
Yeah.
So, I only had one other honorable mention, Vince, and that was Will Ferrell.
He just wears me out, dude.
It's a lot. Yeah.
What was the movie where he was Frank the Tank?
Old School.
Old School. I could do Old School.
Maybe because Talladega there's other people Nights, in it. But after that, boy, yeah. No, I'm good.
So. I got an honorable mention. Taylor Swift.
Ooh. Has she acted?
She does. Yeah, in bombs. It's funny. If you go back and look at all the movies she's been in, they've been fucking bombs. She was in Cats.
There you go.
She was in The Giver.
Really?
Yeah. She was the girl that was chosen like the first time around, and she couldn't take it and fucking cracked.
Huh.
In the book, I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I couldn't. Nah. Jesus, she's awful. Quit being in movies.
Yeah, I can. I agree with that.
Quit. Stop it.
Just stop. Just do your thing and leave us alone.
Oh, shit.
Go babysit Jeff Jarrett's kids again or something. All right. So it's time. No listener picks. No listener questions this week. So it's that time of the week, as some people call it, doom and gloom, but we're going to end happy, so let's get ready for Clown World. Did you see the stories? Vince, I'm starting with this one. This isn't really a doom and gloom. It's a more of a, kind of story.
Right.
Never-before-seen video was released this week at the House UFO hearings showing a... You're already giggling. You know what this is, so I'm leaning on you. Shows a mystery aircraft off the coast of Yemen surviving a Hellfire missile strike from a U.S. drone. The object appeared undamaged before it sped away.
Balls of plasma were coming off of it when it got hit.
Yes.
And then got sucked back into the object.
And then it left. A Hellfire missile. What? Huh? I'm so confused by this. But yeah, so somebody said look for October to be disclosure month, so.
I saw the meme with the aliens. He said, "Oh fuck, we're up. I'm so fucking nervous."
Yeah, right. All right. FBI director Sarkash Patel agreed to team up with Democrat Representative Jared Moskowitz.
Oh yeah.
To push censorship of Americans on social media who share, quote, conspiracy theories about Israel. They both come to an agreement that Section 230, which shields platforms from liability for user content, should be reformed. Just going to leave that one there.
If you look and see who you can't...
Those who you can't criticize are the ones that really rule you.
Yeah.
Mensteinwitz.
Yeah.
Oh, this next story, I would have killed a man. Just flat out, I'd have killed him. A black man at AMC Theater in Arizona's Valley of the Sun unzipped in the middle of a movie and pissed on a kid sitting nearby. The crowd dragged him out of his seat and beat him until he couldn't stand. As he was being taken out by cops, he said, "I thought it was a white dude."
This is the third time in the show where I've said, "Load mags."
I probably would not have. It would have been a really bad scene.
I thought it was a white dude, and no hate crime charges will be filed.
No hate crime. No, hey, you pissed on a kid.
I thought he was white. Thought open was season white on white people. White people, load your mags.
Yep. All right. Next story here. If I was a parent at this school, again, I probably would have reacted horribly. A teacher showed the Charlie Kirk assassination video to 10 and 11-year-olds in their class and told students that Charlie Kirk deserved to be killed. This was in Toronto.
Fucking Toronto. Fucking Canada. Canadians.
If that would have been my kid, I... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the teacher? Fired?
Suspended, currently. Pending investigation. Yeah.
Investigating what? They fucking did it.
He showed it repeatedly to 10 and 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
I saw adults watch it and be traumatized.
I'm not watching it. I don't know if my kids have watched it in school or not.
They shouldn't.
I don't know whether they've had their teachers say, this is what happened.
Yeah. The CEOs of Discord, Steam, Twitch, and Reddit have been requested to testify before Congress on political radicalization on their platforms after the Charlie Kirk murder. So,
radicalized.
That along with the Section 230 from SAR FBI up there. Well, trying to connect dots here.
Yeah. Stop.
A new poll came out this week. 50% of liberals saying that killing Elon would be justified. 70% said killing Trump would be justified. 59% on the center left said destroying a Tesla dealership is acceptable. Oh, boy, this was a story that has quickly been pushed away. Zionist billionaire Bill Ackman is apparently the one who hammered Charlie Kirk during an August, quote, intervention, end quote, in the Hamptons for platforming critics of Israel at Turning Point USA events. This is according to Max Blumenthal. Ackman, according to multiple sources, had this meeting to basically bully Charlie Kirk into submission. Charlie walked away, according to one person, feeling like there was an attempt to blackmail him. He refused any offers of funding and also refused the offer to travel to Israel and meet with Netanyahu, who had promised an infusion of $150 million into Turning Point if Charlie was to ease up on his criticism of Israel.
And then
he got shot.
Yeah. No gun. The guy jumping off the roof had no gun.
There's a lot of questions.
When I saw that, I was like, there's no gun. Where's the gun?
Here he is walking to the shooting, not with that rifle down his pants. It's not.
Right. No gun.
There's what happened to the camera behind him?
There was a guy on YouTube who said he took down a rifle.
Yes.
There's no way this guy could have taken down a rifle that fast.
In that time.
Yeah.
This smells very Lee Harvey-ish.
It was an op by our government.
Well,
you're being lied to. I don't know.
I'm gonna let everybody in on a little secret. I don't know if anybody knows this. The president of the United States is Benjamin Netanyahu.
Fuck, everybody knows that. Tell me something I don't know.
I didn't know. Oh, okay. Well. How come we pronounce 22 as 22, 33 as 33, but 11 is not 21?
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, all right. The FBI nabbed two fucking Arab men. What did they do? They put a bomb under a local Fox News affiliate's van. I think this was in Utah as well.
They wanted to go to the prom.
What are you, right?
Can I take you to the prom? Bang.
Yeah. Israel has begun the ground offensive into Gaza City. There you go there. They're destroying everything. The UK defense minister said this week that Royal Air Force footage over Gaza is off limits for monitoring Israel's conduct. Defense Minister Luke Pollard had acknowledged that surveillance footage gathered by the Royal Air Force over Gaza is not being used to evaluate Israel's compliance with international humanitarian law. The reason, he admitted, Israel refuses to allow such monitoring.
And everyone's okay with it, apparently.
Israel's army said they will use unprecedented force in Gaza City and urged residents to leave. And then drone strike them as they were trying to leave. It's weird. Marco Rubio says Netanyahu has the full support of the United States over plans to destroy Hamas. This next story confused me. The Trump administration is seeking congressional approval for nearly $6 billion in U.S.-funded arms sales to Israel, including 30 Apache helicopters and over 3,000 infantry vehicles. This will be paid for with U.S. military aid money.
So we're giving it to them for free. We're
giving it to them for free. Yes. Yeah. Israeli tech company Cyberwell is now working with all major social media platforms to censor anti-Semitism by utilizing AI to identify and automatically flag and remove what is considered hate speech.
Nobody likes the Jews, like nobody.
EDL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt told the Israeli Knesset, which is their Congress, earlier this year, how important it was that they, quote, capture TikTok. Well, this week it was announced that Larry Ellison of Oracle, Silver Lake, and Anderson Horovitz are now the consortium that own 80% of TikTok. So they captured it.
So everyone needs to delete their TikTok account.
This came from Israel's Instagram account. Quote, for over 7 decades, Israel and the United States have stood together, sharing values and advancing technological, economic, and cultural cooperation. This week, we welcome the largest ever delegation of American legislatures, 250 lawmakers from all 50 states.
Indiana wasn't there.
Oh, were they not?
No, I looked.
United by our shared values under the name of 50 States, One Israel.
You support us. You don't get to go over to Heimy Land to do what you want to do. You're our bitches. That's how that works.
Zog.
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
It's been a while. That's some George Floyd throwback right there. Russia announced this week they are going to seize the financial assets of, quote, international Satanists.
Jews?
I was already on your side, but now you don't have to win me over, Mr. Putin.
Yeah.
But this is a step in the right direction, Revelation 3:9. I throw that in there for people to look it up and go, huh, maybe they're right. This week, Luigi Mangione, old Negatoni over here, he won dismissal of his terrorism counts in the U.S. insurance executive killing, but he is still charged with second-degree murder, but the terrorism count has been dropped.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Now we have George Zinn. At the Charlie Kirk shooting, this was the old guy that was arrested, right?
Right.
This is the guy that was allegedly at 9/11. He called in a bomb threat to the Boston Marathon right before the actual bombing took place. He's been in a lot of noticeable places, let's say. He was charged this week with 4 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor after investigators found more than 20 images of kids as young as 5 on his phone in a sexual manner. He admitted he gets gratification from viewing and sharing the images with others, and that his preferred age victim is 5 to 12 and should be thrown in a wood chipper immediately on live stream for the world. This is what happens when you fuck with kids.
So what, is he a Mossad op that...
tying up loose ends? I don't know.
What the fuck? Yeah, what?
Like I said, the longer and more comes out from the Kirk assassination, there are more questions than answers. There's been 2 press conferences and a congressional hearing. Have you heard anybody ask about the bullet?
It's funny how it works.
Yeah. Speaking of the FBI director talking to Congress, Kash Patel says, quote, no credible information that Epstein trafficked victims to anyone else.
I got sent to Bob's and Eugene. Nothing else, sir.
So he did this all to himself? So Ghislaine is in jail for doing what?
Nothing.
And then we had this. Cory Booker was asking Cash about his grand jury testimony.
I am Spartacus.
And Cash asked, how do you know what was asked at the grand jury if you weren't there? Which means somebody leaked Cash's grand jury questions to Congress, which is illegal.
Wow. What'd he say? What'd Spartacus say?
I'm Spartacus. And she,
And the world don't groove to the beat, just one drum.
Yeah. So, yeah. But then we had this that came out at the hearing as well. This comes from Chuck Grassley, Senator. An FBI whistleblower has come forth and said that there was a action at the FBI called Arctic Frost. This was under the Biden administration. This was, remember they said they were investigating Trump?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that there were 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals that were in this Arctic Frost investigation. Guess who was on the list, Vince?
Charlie Kirk.
Yep, and Turning Point USA.
Wow. Shocked, I tell you.
Shocked. Well, not really shocked. No. ABC News correspondent Matt Gutman described text messages between Kirk's assassin, alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson, and his Troon roommate about the murder weapon as, quote, very touching. And then you had, remember Montel Williams?
Yeah. Don't speak bad about Montel.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to do it with his own words. He was on, I think it was CNN. All right. He said Montel spun this into a love story about a man defending someone he cared about. He said, there are people trying to pigeonhole this as a leftist thing and a right thing. And what we're really talking about, hear me, because I'm going to throw you when I say this, we're talking about a love-torn child. This was probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved.
The mental gymnastics.
Dude, this is Romanian perfect 10 mental gymnastics of trying to...
You ever see a Serbian film?
Yes. We're there.
We need to, you need to watch that. You gotta.
It's Eastern European Squid Game is really what it is.
You gotta. Yeah. Oh, don't feel bad when you do it, okay? Mm. I'm just saying. Take all the humanity out of it.
Trump, I think it was yesterday, signed an executive. This is the H-1B visa overhaul.
Oh. SAR.
Yeah. SAR.
SAR.
It's basically now $100,000 to apply. You have to make over $160,000 a year. And basically, you're able to buy your way in now. A lot of the companies that did the Indian H-1B visas, their stocks have tanked since Trump signed this. So
good. Fuck them.
Yeah. Pretty much. This week, Estonia, the nation, invoked NATO's Article 4 after Russian fighter jets flew into the country.
Aha!
NATO pushing more and more for that world war. Yay!
Yay! Sending my kids to fight for fucking Israel.
Let's go to California. Gavin Newsom trying to impose a bill that would take farmland away from all private owning farmers and distribute it to others. He has a group of agricultural equity advisors preparing a plan to seize farmland and redistribute it to racial minorities.
Good luck. Of course, they'll probably just, you know, roll over and let him do it. So
yeah, there you go. Activists, this is in Bakersfield, California, the next story. Activist Riddhi Patel, SAR, didn't just speak at her city council meeting. She declared war. She stepped up to the podium and said, I hope one day someone brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you. Well, she's now facing 21 felony charges. Her trial is set for November the 10th.
Felony what?
Threats for... Basically, she threatened to kill everyone on the city council. So, when we say they want you dead, do you not believe them in their own words?
Start loading mags.
Well, especially since this. Trump has now apparently, I think this is official, designated Antifa as a major terrorist organization. But he is not alone, as Hungary, Turkey, and the Netherlands have also now designated Antifa as a terrorist organization. So, military win? Is the question mark?
We had a No Kings rally yesterday.
Really?
At the courthouse, yeah. During homecoming.
Lovely.
There's like three or four boomers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it must suck knowing that you live in a high trust society. And we don't have that, you know, pesky diversity bullshit going on, you know.
Yeah, we don't have that here, so. Yeah. You remember the guy, and I use that word guy, that tried to shoot Brett Kavanaugh? The Supreme Court judge? Well, he has changed his name to Sophia and is a Troon. So there you go. More Troon violence.
Troon on Troon violence.
Yeah. Did you see the story out of Dearborn, Michigan? A.K.A.
Dearbornistan?
Yeah, Dearbornistan. The Muslim mayor of Dearborn told a resident who is a Christian minister that he is Islamophobic and not welcome in the city after the minister, resident, expressed concerns about renaming a street to honor a controversial pro-jihad Arab-American news publisher. The mayor also told the minister to not drive along the street where the signs are placed or close his eyes when he's driving past them.
Come on, Dearborn. What are you doing?
Well, Dearborn is like 90% rag, so
10% of them take him out, right?
Yeah, you would think. A TikToker claimed a naked man came up to his 2-year-old kid and exposed himself. He called the cops, and when the cops got there, they said, it's not a crime in Oregon. The Bend Police Department did confirm that being naked in public is not a crime. I would have done something.
Why are you calling the cops?
Yep.
Shut the fuck up, turn your phone off, and take care of fucking business. Jesus, man.
A 2-year-old kid.
Oh, don't. Why are you calling the cops?
Because you're programmed that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Vince, all right. Let's end with a happy story.
Thank you, Jesus, fuck.
Speaking of Jesus, 3 Austrian nuns in their 80s have told the government to piss off, have ran away from their retirement home where they were forcibly placed after their convent was closed by the government, and they went back to the convent. Sisters Bernadette, Regina, and Rita, 88, 86, and 82, were the last 3 nuns at the Cloister Covenant and Elisabethan outside of Salzburg, Austria. They regained access with the help of former students and a locksmith. The 3 nuns are settling back into their former home. Electricity and water connections have now been partially restored. Supporters are bringing food and groceries, and they have been seen by their doctors. There is a steady stream of visitors, many of whom are their former students.
Good for them.
Screw you. We're doing us. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
That's a happy... Be like the nuns.
Yeah.
Be like the nuns.
Be like the nuns.
Final thoughts, Vince.
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Be cautious of your surroundings. Because you never know. So, and hopefully, we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.